Well, let's see how, if this is all affecting now the water supply in Joburg. And we have, like we said earlier, Johannesburg Water saying that this is because of load shedding, that it is affecting water supply. Rand Water saying that this is because of the heat wave. Let's chat to Professor Anthony Turton from the University of Free State. He's a water management scientist. Prof, a very good afternoon. And if it is load shedding, how does load shedding, just educate us, please, how does load shedding affect our water supply?
Yes, good afternoon to you and the listeners. Water supply is an extremely complicated engineering system. It's not a simple matter just opening a tap and having water flowing out of it. So you must appreciate that that a system like Johannesburg is a very complex one, and you have to have a strategic storage built into the system. And what this means is you've got to have, let's call it large reservoirs or tanks or towers at strategic places within the system that maintain a constant pressure and give you a certain amount of backup in the event of a breakdown occurring somewhere in the system.
Okay.
And it's normally comforting to have something like 48 hours worth of backup storage in the system. That would, in my view, be a kind of minimum design level.
All right.
I was part of a team that did some work in 2017, I think it was, in the north of Johannesburg, and we found there that your backup storage was down below 20 hours, so it was approaching 19 hours of backup storage in the system. So, you know, the reason for that is the lack of long term planning, and particularly the influx of people over time into the city, the city's limits, and the fact that the infrastructure hasn't been upgraded to meet those needs.
Okay.
And now, on top of that, now we've now got this load shedding thing, and the load shedding problem now, because of the duration of the load shedding events, the cumulative nature of the load shedding events, those reservoirs cannot be filled to capacity.
Okay. All right, Professor Anthony Turton, thanks so much. That's all we have time for, but you encapsulated all of that in one answer.